is a one step. I don't know if we call it inoculating, but it's just we've been having issues with this garbages from the neighboring villages.
Because it's in the middle of, almost in the center of Puerto Caray, right?
Yes, correct, yeah. And then also we haven't been using this land for some time, so obviously people feel that, you know, this is free now and let's use, or I don't know. Yeah.
And you are so far to start with the materialization of the pavilion?
Yes. We have been a bit slow in starting, but especially because we didn't have manpower and all, we didn't have maybe time, all these reasons. We haven't started, but there was a kind of
factors.
Yes. There was something started, some small seed started, and because of that, we felt a bit motivated to clean up first. Then, if we have to clean up, we need to start something. Otherwise, the same thing will repeat. So we are planning the next step.
And I see that it's fully, that land which is allocated for Northeast Asian Pavilion, it's fully grown with eucalyptus, right? You cut down some of them, some left.
We have a kind of talk to the land board, because this is actually land board's eucalyptus trees. And the eucalyptus tree is taken on a lot of good nutrition and the water from the soil. So before it gets too big, we actually, everybody thought it's better to be taken. And so we reported them, and the land board just acted, started acting already.
Yeah, because quite a big portion is already cut. Who are actually Northeast Asian Pavilion? Which countries are in that cluster?
Okay, at the moment we call it Northeast Asia, because this land is allocated to Korea, China, Taiwan, Japan, Korea, and couple of other countries like Hong Kong. That's right, Hong Kong,
Singapore.
Singapore. Yeah, I think Singapore is also included. Singapore, but the people from the country where the people are not here yet. Makes sense. Yeah, and also one more country. But one more country. So about five, six, I think totally seven countries and areas allocated to use this land.
Up to today, you were basically having more cultural events and performances and workshops and stuff like that, yeah?
Yes, yes.
I remember the Taiwan, the Korea, and stuff like that. Which country are you hailing from?
I'm from Japan.
You're from Japan?
Japan, yeah. We feel that it is more important that we do some activities, then probably the physical manifestation can follow later according to the need. So according to our activities that we want to do, then things should follow, we feel. So,
The funds to build the pavilion, are there yet?
To be honest, for Northeast Asia group, we did two main events. That was the cultural events to do the fundraising. Not much. We have a little, small, very tiny seed money, which is today I see going to be used a little bit. And then once we start small constructions or some small temporary place here.
The development of the international zone is going up and down, but last 2 or 3 years is being really going somewhere. And lots of initiatives are bursting up.
Yes.
Physical manifestation are soon to be here.
I suppose, the international zone has been kind of slow in growth, as you said. But yes, small movements been happening, and there's, we use this momentum to...
Since the mother said that the international zone is supposed to be built by the money of the government, did you maybe talk with your government already about it? Introducing Oroville?
Okay. As a, as one of the Japanese living here, we haven't really approached the government yet. Because, I think mainly because we are not really ready.
Okay. So now the puja will start, and then the breakfast for everyone, yeah?
Yes, yes, please.
Today, this cleaning, how many people participate?
I was just briefly counting. We were expecting something like 60. It was maybe something like 50, 60 people.
And how many of them there were from the village? from the Kotokara where the land is.
Okay, to be honest, I didn't see many. At the very beginning, we saw a few village elders. Mm-hmm. That's because we asked them to come and give support. Mm-hmm. So they came and showed their faces. That was really great.
That is supportive, grateful. Huh?
Yes, yes, I feel. But unfortunately, I didn't see many the villages from around from here.
And there was an announcement that's going to be youth from cleanup team. Did they came? Yeah, sorry, I was not here. The youth of Auroville?
As far as I know, we didn't invite too many people this time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we saw them. Quite a few people from International Zone coordination mm-hmm. team and the pavilion team, and of course Asian groups, and the faith group, mm-hmm. which is spontaneously gathering, faith group, and who else was there? Oh, okay. The because of Prasad and I run the unit Oromira, so we organized the workers to come and join us. So we did a lot of organization, and we saw a lot of workers come in here, which was really good.
Mm. Anything else? You wanted to add something?
No, this is really first step, I think. Mm. And we need to continue, otherwise the same thing we have to do maybe sometime after, you know.
Yeah, although it's probably going to be needed to be repeated since you are in the village now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the way how to treat the garbage for the villages is different than for the...
Because we don't want to have a bad relationship with a neighboring village.
For sure.
For sure.
Because we are in the middle of them.
Mm-hmm. So we keep a good relationship. At the same time, we protect all of the land.
Mm.
So this is a collective effort. You know, we might fail sometimes, we might succeed in some way, but we need to progress, keep going.
Mm-hmm. How many Aurovillians are active currently, approximately, in the Northeast Asian pavilion?
It really varies time to time, maybe 10 people. Really, you know, some events, a lot of people are actually interested in joining to do something, but to organize, mainly maybe between 6 to 8, 10.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Thank you for today.
Thank
and
you
all
very
the best
much.
In the development.
Thank you so much for your help and support. Yeah.
Can take them to eco survey.
Carry it together.
Ya kayil onnu konjam manjil kottu
ஒரு கல்லுக்கு மூணா இல்லை
ஆமாம் ஒம்பது வர மாரி வச்சு இது மூணு
There are too heavy to carry by one person.
Yeah, I'll give you a hand. Which one yeah. You want to carry?
Oh, the both of them are very heavy. Do you want a glove? My name is Ram. Ram Durai.
And the kungu pai di piring hai.
Shall we go for a second round and we'll clean the rest of the bags over there? A second round, thank you.
அதுக்கு ஒரு குச்சி நடுப்பப்பா சைடில்
Okay, more hands.
food.
He was very romantic. He was truly romantic.
Oh God, I don't believe in martyrdom. No, no, no. The challenge is living as long as possible and face the troubles.
This is good stuff.
Yeah, this is good stuff. This is our gloves.
Oh, okay. Let's see if there's one more. We get to take the last bag.
Yeah. Can we just take that bag?
Last bag?
Hold the bag.
Oh, God. No, cut it.
Yep. He used two hands. Oh,
some stone.
The steps are shorter.
Stone way.
The thing is to short distance. The good thing you're strong.
No, I'll turn around the knee.
Yeah.
Because I can't take steps.
Yeah.
So,
1, 2,
up.
That's right.
That's why he's talking.